Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
When someone commits a horrible crime or is alleged to have committed a horrible crime, everybody starts to wonder, okay, well, what do we know about this person? What have they been like? What's their history? Does it fit a narrative for their behavior in the past? So Rex Huerman is being examined and scrutinized, and very much every public aspect of his life being put underneath a microscope for the allegations that he is the Long Island serial killer. And thus far, the evidence that's popping up is scary and it's mountainous. There's been talk of his interactions with some of his clients of being very difficult and uncomfortable to work with. Nothing necessarily criminal in that whatsoever, but showing not exactly the most personable of human beings from what we have learned thus far. Here now is audio of an interview that Rex did with a YouTube channel a little while back talking about architecture. May give us a little bit of insight into his personality. But keep in mind, he's on camera. He's being interviewed. He's on, if you will. He's in that place where, you know, you want to look good. So you're not necessarily going to come across as a blazing asshole either. Anyway, this is the interview that's been talked about. Rex Huerman, of the Department of Buildings consultant and the facilitator, being interviewed on YouTube just a little while back. Take a listen to it in its entirety.
Bonjour, I'm Antoine. Today on interview, Rex Huerman, owner of RH Consultant, a Department of Building facilitator. Let's go meet him.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Likewise. I hope you don't mind. I brought my assistant with me, Norman.
Hello, Norman. I see it's raining out.
Yes, it's raining. Yeah. Yes, please. Okay.
I know. You said you like to do this outside, but Mother Nature is not cooperating today.
Yeah, to say the least, I tell you that. Being in your office, all right?
I wasn't looking forward to doing this under a scaffold.
I cannot understand. Okay, anyway, let's dive in. So, tell us, you know, who you are, you know, where you're from, and how long you've been in New York.
Okay. Rex Huerman. I'm an architect. I'm an architectural consultant. I'm a troubleshooter. Born and raised on Long Island.
Okay.
Been all working right. in Manhattan since 1987.
Oh, wow.
Very long time.
Okay. So this brings directly to my first question. So, you know, can you explain to our audience what is it that you do? Not the architect part of your business, but the other part of the business, which is, it's my understanding that you're kind of a facilitator with the Department of Building. Is that correct? But please tell us.
That's correct. But much more.
Okay.
What
that's
I
so much more I'm interested.
I do troubleshooting, architectural troubleshooting, and negotiations with the building department.
Okay.
What I mean by that is, do we do the standard stuff with the building department, handle your filings? I have other clients who are a lot of other architects. Mm-hmm. And we'll handle their interactions with the building department.
Yeah.
Especially out of city architects, because they're a little afraid of the city. And when a job that should have been routine suddenly becomes not routine, I get the phone call.
Gotcha.
Whether it's an old building and they need somebody that understands and can maneuver the 1938 building code or the current building code. You look surprised when I say 1938 building code. I've actually used the 1901 old tenement laws here in the city of New York, and you can legally do so.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the little things that
you do.
People don't always understand when it comes to building codes.
Yeah.
They never read the administrative section.
So what decided you to launch that particular, I would say, a niche of a business? Was it because out of frustration on your side as an architect? You say, I can't believe, you know, I didn't think about that. Let me dive into it and let me try to maybe make it a business out of it. Or was just, you know, you just decided to do it?
Actually, it was Harvey's fault.
Of who?
In 1987, when I came to work in the city, the first architect I worked for was Harvey Rosenberg.
Okay.
Great man. That year, a new law came out. Local law 58 of 87.
Okay.
That's all the handicap access.
Okay.
They said,
did you?
You're the new guy. You read it. So I read
it. You read it.
There was a situation dealing with the city. They said, well, go meet with the city. I did. I was effective at it. He said, go do it again.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's how the whole thing started.
Okay.
And he did a lot of work with not-for-profit agencies for developmentally disabled. So that's where I started doing a lot of my building code consultant with him, as well as the design and drawings for these facilities. And the one thing I learned very quickly was the building department could not understand them.
Couldn't understand what? Their
own codes, their own laws, because you have what we would call a group home for developmentally disabled.
Okay.
It doesn't exactly fit the code book. And the plan examiners who work for the building department didn't fully understand it. So part of my job became educate the city.
So you educate the city about their own code.
Correct.
That has been, you know, our laws.
That's been something we've been doing ever since, and we still do today.
So you started with a firm, and then when you decided to launch your own, you decided, you know, let me continue that route of the consulting. Is that correct?
That's basically correct.
Yeah.
But the way it all happened was, was a recession in the early 90s. And we're all trying to figure out who to work for. And that's when I met my very, very first paying client, Robert Meyer.
Robert Meyer, okay.
I'm in the Queens Building Department. It's before lunch. I want to get to lunch. We're back in those days, you had to physically stand in line with your paperwork, because this predated the computer system.
Yes.
And he was dealing with the clerk at the certificate of occupancy counter, didn't know what he was doing. I'm getting impatient. I go, excuse me, took his paperwork, explained to the clerk what he needed, then explained to him what he needed to do, then move over. Then I took care of what I needed to do. He was standing off on the side.
What do you think is one of the main reasons people are contacting you? Is that because they were badly advised, or because they don't know all the rules, or they try to rush things? Is that what is basically most of the reason why people are contacting you for?
I would say the biggest reason, they're overwhelmed by the city. They're overwhelmed by the size, complexity of the building department.
Yeah.
And whether it's a restaurant, a place of assembly, a 40,000 square foot retail that we did last year, or somebody's co-op, or it's their mother's co-op and she passed away and there's an old application that's 20 years old that nobody addressed that they have to solve to sell it. People get very overwhelmed, not just by the agency and how to deal with the agency, but the complexity of, we got plumbing work, structural work, construction work, there was mechanical work done. There's a list of requirements, 20 something things long in the computer. What do we do?
Okay. So tell me, is this part of the, because you're an architect, is this part of the business has outgrown your architect business, or it's starting taking over, or what?
Sometimes it's the majority.
Really? Yeah, that's
interesting. Sometimes it's 50-50 with architecture, depending on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
On the architectural side, having all of these capabilities in-house gives me an advantage over other people, because I have my own staff.
Yeah.
Most architects will go to an outside consultant.
Like yours?
No, not like mine, called an expediter.
Ah, okay. That's what the expediter
The expediter
is.
They understand how to file, they understand the administrative procedures. Where I exceed that is, I have the license to practice architecture, so when I go to the city, I can tell them how I feel and what I think they should do. And I do that. An expediter can't do that because they work at the pleasure of the city.
I don't understand. So, after all those years, what do you think is the most important qualities a person in your position dealing with the DOB must have?
Patience.
That's funny. I was hoping you would say that.
Patience, and I don't like to use the word tolerance, but sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
And it's not just with the city, it's also with the client, because most clients, they don't understand what I have to do, why I have to do it, what it takes to get done.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with somebody in the city, whether it be a clerk at the counter who has to enter data entry, or if I'm dealing with the borough commissioner of Manhattan, you need the patience, because who knows what the person before you did. Sometimes they have very bad days. I've actually gone to the commissioner's office, sat down in his waiting area at 11:30 in the morning, and a little after 5 o'clock, I heard him finally holler out, is Rex still there? That's how long I waited.
Oh, God.
Because that particular client,
yeah,
I had to see the commissioner. They were the only ones who could give us an answer.
Okay, got it. Oh, Jan, so this is a perfect segue. Do you have a story where the situation, and we don't need names, but do you have a story where situation seemed, you know, very, very doomed, but you were able to deliver at the end? Do you have a good success story to tell us?
There are so many different ways looking at it.
but you have one. Only one. Okay.
One of the first ones to come to mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was
curious.
A building downtown Manhattan.
Okay.
They put a generator on the roof. Typical, generators go on roofs all the time.
Uh-huh, okay.
Except the fuel lines to feed the generator will run through the exit stair. Let's see. Pumping diesel fuel through an exit stair, that generally is not a good idea.
This doesn't sound very safe to me.
No.
And I'm not even in your field.
And we're talking a 20-something story building.
Even better.
The architect who I was working with at the time, I called him, didn't answer. I called him four or five times. He finally picks up the phone because he happened to be at Passover dinner. And I told him what was going on. All I got was dead silence, then the, oh my God.
Okay.
Now, you would think, how do you solve this without tearing everything apart?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Meet with the commissioner of Manhattan Building Department, and I start negotiating how to do this.
Okay.
And I got very creative with... First, you have to address, I got combustible liquid in my stair, not good. Can I separate it from the stair?
Okay.
That was question one. Second question is, do you still have enough room for the legal means of egress in the stair? Because you have to maintain minimum width, minimum capacities to get everybody out.
Yeah.
So this became a mixing of building code, negotiation, the use of modern products to achieve all of this. And in the end, the pipe stayed.
The pipe stayed.
They stayed. I achieved a four-hour separation from the stair using autoclaved aerated concrete block construction. And on the horizontal run, I used a 3M product to achieve the fire rating. So it became a mix of art and science and the understanding of the code to make it work.
Yeah.
And that's what I applied to each job. I actually just purchased a copy of the 1922 building code.
Oh.
Because I'm dealing with a building that was built in the late 20s, but it's not yet under the 1938 code. So I'm in that slack water between 22 and 38, and I need to prove that the condition was legal at that point
in
time.
At that point in time.
Which is why at home I have an extensive library.
I'm sure.
Of obsolete books. And people want to know, why do I have a plumbing code from the 1970s?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When I do work for either attorneys or have to look up something historical, I need the reference for that point in time.
Exactly, yeah. What has this job taught you about yourself?
I think it's taught me more about how to understand people, because dealing with the technical aspects is something a person can learn. Mm-hmm. You go to school and through an architectural program. You work for the experience of doing architecture. You get your license to practice.
Yeah, yeah.
As your time goes on, you learn about the buildings and about the codes and the different buildings of time frames. I'm dealing with a building from the 1880s right now. You know how they react. but it's the people, how they're all so different, and how you deal with the people, I think, is one of the more interesting aspects that have come out of this.
Yes. Okay. All right, my last question. If you were a tool or an object to help you to bring your business to greater heights, what would it be?
That's an interesting question.
I know.
Because for what I do, we have to have so many tools in the toolbox.
Just one. Or an object. It doesn't have to be a tool. It can be an object.
You know what? Yeah. I know.
All right.
One of the things I learned from my father was furniture building.
Okay.
He was an aerospace engineer and built satellites. And
runs in the family, yeah, building things.
And built furniture at home. And I still build it in the same exact workshop.
So?
I have one tool that's pretty much used in almost every job. And it's actually a cabinet maker's hammer.
Cabinet maker hammer. Okay.
It is persuasive enough when I need to persuade something. Something. And it always yields excellent results. Yeah. And at the end of the project, whatever piece of furniture or what I'm working on, it always helps it come out beautifully.
Okay, great. So you would be kind of that kind of hammer for your business? That's what you're saying? If that doesn't exist, that's what you would be?
Sometimes I have to be the heavy framing hammer.
The heavy framing hammer.
Other times I'm the lightweight hammer just to nudge things along.
All right. I guess it's a hammer. We got it. That's it, folks. That was Rex, owner, founder of RH Consultant. So if you have any building regulatory issues, please contact him. He's probably going to solve your issues, okay? Guys, you know the drill. Comment, share, like, subscribe. Subscribe, very important. But in the meantime, it's...
Selfie time.
You're fast. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ah! Can you smile?
That is.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details. Save big.